Perhaps my biggest point of dispute with the church is over what we call this day. We call it Good Friday, and I struggle with that because there is very little about this day that is good. In fact, it is easy, and I know you will all agree when I say this is a bad day. There is danger in running away from that, because we know what bad days are. The days when life is tough, when you don't want to get out of bed, not because bed is warm and comfortable, but because it is too hard. We know about the dark days, when life is full of sorrow and grief, and terror and fear. We know about bad days. We call this day Good Friday, and I still remember I was old enough to first start wrestling with this question. A group of my peers and I got together and went to our priest and said, "Why is it Good Friday when it is the day Jesus dies?" He was a very patient man, and he sort of looked at us, and you could see he was trying to figure out how to phrase this for, you know, a preteen. He said, "We call it Good Friday because of what it means. There is good in that. This means this day, the trial and crucifixion and death of Jesus, mean that our God understands. On the worst days, our God understands and is there with us. And we know this because of the solemnity and the seriousness and the horror that happened on this day. But today is a bad day. It is a hard day. It is full of loneliness and death. The question in all of that is perhaps not what is good about this, but will you stay? We have set out, we have been called and baptized and bound into this great journey, this cosmic love relationship between Creator and creation. And on this day full of everything that is hard and heavy, will you stay? Or perhaps the better question, having heard the stories and knowing that no one else stayed, that almost everyone else left, created more loneliness. On those hard days, on days like today, will you come back? Amen.